area, focusing specifically on the on Adam, starting from his bria, from the way he's conceived, from the way he develops in the womb, to the way he's born. That's what we got up to yesterday. Afterwards, he starts getting a bit stronger. He starts seeing. He starts yearning. And Hashem places. We take it for granted. We think it's natural, but it's Hashem puts it in there. The fact that the parents have rachamim and they have the feelings they have for the child, so that raising him shouldn't be too heavy on them. So he places in them these feelings. They care about his food and his drink and what he needs, all the benefits he needs, even more than themselves. It's a Moedika thing. So parents care about their children more than they care about themselves. Where did that come from? So we just take it for granted. Of course, parents, what do you mean? What do you mean? Something wrong with you? Of course you look after your kids, but where did that come from? Stop and think a little bit. It's not a natural tendency. We're not like that in any other era of our lives. The Kalbei name says Kol Atircha Shugayrim Lev, and it's easy in their eyes to bear the burden of everything that's required of them. To wash him and to change him and to feed him and to take care of him when he's completely helpless, it's a bit difficult. But to teach him slowly how to walk, even when he doesn't understand what's good for him, what's not good for him, they make the house baby proof, and they as the child gets a bit bigger, they move things higher, and they take care of all his needs. Where does it come from? It comes from that Hashem instilled it into them. We see some animals don't do it, so they didn't get this implanted in them. So that's the chokhmah boy that he puts into the parents, these feelings that enables the child to be taken care of. You see, we think, well, that's obvious, that's possible. What do you mean? Why wouldn't you take care of your child? I mean, we've done it. Yeah, that's because Hashem gave you those feelings. Because Hashem didn't give you those feelings, that kid wouldn't last a day. Glad he never heard that. As you know, that's the vote. That's the etzem adiyah, is that we take those feelings totally for granted. And if anyone would say the opposite, they'll tell you that you're insane. But the bottom line is you only have those feelings because Hashem put them there. They're not natural feelings. They're not. One has to meditate that and have a look at it and see it and understand the chokhmah, the boy, that he did it. Then he goes to this baby stage and he goes into the young stage. And his parents don't become sick of him. And they don't become detested by the enormous needs that this child has. And the fact that this kid has now called a toivtim, the parents are doing and giving and working and being moist and effort for the child, and he lo man yemoto. Val shehem masab kin lo is called tzochov v'shoyim moisay min nezek el adarabah hem doagin lo belibam yosef. Other rabbis, they worry about him more, and they put more and more energy into him as he gets older, and they spend more time thinking about him and planning and plotting and spending. Even though he has no closer to him, he doesn't appreciate what's been done for him. Sometimes he thinks you're trying to hurt him. Atrum agir lemei abochrus. Then he comes to what's called yemei bochrut, bochrut. Rukfa lemal ledavet betzurim usaderus of adarga. Kederach bnei adam. His spiritual and physical abilities are already starting to become fulfilled. The kibbutz choch das kufses, and now he starts getting chochma and das. V'yodei lahavdil b'chusha v'gashmin bein muchash lemuchash. He now starts being able to discern and distinguish. He understands the different aspects of his mind. He starts getting more in touch with his own inner reality. All all this development that's starting to take place as the person, the child gets to, wanna get 20, just for argument's sake, starts with the mitzvah, and then it starts developing and growing. He comes out of the phase of being a sus, right about the age of a mitzvah, and then he starts growing and developing till he's about 20, then he's ready to get married, and then he really starts growing and developing until the greatest deeds he'll do will be just before he dies. That's what you want from a Jew. You want him growing and developing until he peaks just before he dies. Kliocha says that. On the contrary, a goy is the exact opposite. A goy has everything he needs when he's born. Lo chase lo klum. He has the five senses and taiva, and the Kliocha says it's all he needs in order to do what an Esav has to do in this world. And he just gets bigger and bigger. That's all. He's too small now, so he has to get bigger and bigger until he keeps to the car. And then he peaks at about 50, and from him it's just downhill. Then he spends the rest of his life trying to stay young. That's really, but he usually peaks around 30, 35. A yid when he's born has nothing of what he needs in order to fit his purpose in this world. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He starts getting a little bit of it round about bar mitzvah, and then it grows and develops till he's ready to start getting married, And then it grows and grows and grows until the Kliyok says the greatest deeds he should do are just before he dies. He says that's a proof that there has to be an Olam Haba, by the way. This is an aside. Because when you're going to pay this guy reward for the thing he did just before he died? What reward is there for a 93-year-old who runs a big stock organization and he's out there? How do you pay Rabbi Socha Meir for his last trip overseas to fundraise to pay the Avreichim Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he died from it? How do you pay him for that trip? We're talking about how does Hashem pay an Olam Haba for that? Not you. No one starve from you. Make sure you bury him. How does Hashem pay him in this world for it? You can't. You see, there has to be an Olam Haba. How do you pay Rabbi Sakshana for being in America at the moment? Can't get out of bed. He's in America fundraising. How do you pay him for that? He's over 100. Well, how do you pay him for that Nisiyah in this world? There's something you can give him in this world? What are you going to give him? Piece of steak? What are you going to pay him? There has to be an Olam Haba, says the Kliyoka. So those are the stages of development, and it's all ki Hashem yiten chokhmah b'vidas u'tfuna. When the child starts getting a little bit of das, he starts getting a bit of chokhmah as he starts hitting the mitzvah and growing. That's all being implanted by Hashem, and one can see the chokhmah, and you can see the development. V'achas ha'tayvus ha'robah sh'aboyis b'ch meitiv la'odom hi sh'einu meivin v'lo mavdil b'en tov l'ra b'eis yalduso. Amazing thing, I wouldn't know this was a chesed. One of the great chesedim Hashem does for a person is that at the time of his birth, as his childhood, he isn't able to distinguish between toy vera. If he would be fully developed, his seichel would be fully developed when he was born. If you would see the enormous dichotomy between those people that are each one has his own rishus, and everybody has his own abilities and own movements, and starts realizing that these people have the ability to the nekiyusam, that they have the ability to worry and take care of his I don't know what Dafki is choosing, the nekiyusam, a lot of things that. That's how you want to understand. Okay. The Kiyusam, okay. That they have the ability to... No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. No, Kanyami. Very good. Shkoch. Okay. V'haya reba atzmo. And he would see for himself as a hefach, because he see the opposite. He would see all the negative side of that. Hayu meis mirev daigei ro'en. He would die from the enormous terror. When you see that as a baby, if he would be born with a fully developed seichel when he was a baby, he would have a look and see this dichotomy, he would push far from the worry. And one of the wonders you can see in the crying of a child, it seems that a child crying, it's bad, child's crying, we run to stop him crying. The child has enormous benefit from his crying. The Chochmei Refuim say this, Shebemoach HaYeled Yishne Lecho. Hashimun Yisheres Bemoach, he Mevi'el HaYeled Machloit Ros. He has a certain Lecho, electrons, lege, certain fluids, liquid, certain nozlim that stays in the brain after birth. And if that isn't removed, it's going to cause the child enormous diseases. Crying removes this from the brain. That's what the crying does. It removes this liquid from the child's brain. Wait a minute. I don't know if the doctors today with my skin, I don't know if they can check this on their CT scans or whatever. He says it's not bringing this from Chazal, he's bringing this from the Chochmei Refuah. Huh? That's how I understood it originally, yeah. No, that... That's how we are when we get old. That's the pain and the yusurim today of getting very old and not being able to take care of yourself because you have a fully demand cycle and you can't function properly. But you give that to a one-year-old baby and he sees that and he sees the opposite, that they're not going to take care of me. That's where he would die from. Yeah. I just understand why Dafka used the kills. A lot of other things that you take care of a baby, like feeding and whatever. But I think he means genetic. Oh. It's very hard to sugar, and I'll tell you why, it's because we take this for granted. We mentioned earlier, was the feelings that a parent has for his child, that he doesn't abandon him. He's like, of course, what am I, a behemoth? He said, well, where did that feeling come from? We take it for granted. You think everyone's got it, it's just normal. No, it's not normal. It's not so simple to get up in the middle of the night and you're feeding and taking care of this child more than you take care of yourself and you whatever. That's you see the chokhmah, the boy, that he put that into the parents the same year. You think it's obvious, of course a baby doesn't have an advanced seichel, why should he? Why not? He could have, because there's a chokhmah and a chesed that Hashem didn't give him that advanced seichel. Okay, this one about the fluids on the brain, you can argue that out with your local mucheret doctor, if they still call doctors today. Chokhmah harufuah, I don't know if there is such a thing today. Maybe refuah is called Chochmei Refuah. I don't know what's called Chochmei Refuah today. Umarayv chasta Hashem ala Adam shebetekufa sheshinov mitchalfeis. Hey, neif lezeachaze. When a person's teeth are changing, they fall out one after the other. Velova batachad, they don't just all fall out in one day. Keep the tooth very, very busy. You know, you only get 23 teeth on one night. Oh, one today, one next week. You know, you stretch it out. That he has teeth, he loses one today, and another starts growing, he loses another one, he falls out, he wouldn't be able to eat. He'd have to start having dentures for 10-year-olds. No, they fall out slowly. Why they need to fall out and why we need a second set of teeth or whatever, it's a fascinating study. If you want to learn that and understand that as well, that's also part of Shara Bechina. Why don't you just need one set of teeth and that's it? And why do teeth have to get cavities? And why? And many questions why Hashem did what he did. And there's opportunities to understand the Chochmah, the Boyer. That's not stump. No, just why Hashem has to do this. It's enormous engineering that takes place there. It's not simple. Why do you need wisdom teeth? And as the doctors can make a panosa. Afterwards the child starts getting machalot and pains and aches, kadeshi yakira sa'ilam. He starts recognizing the world and he doesn't ignore the way the world conducts itself. That he has to change from it's who that's going on the world or on him? Oh, it's going on the world. That the world Mishtanois is from Toiv to Ra, Shema Yalon, Tommy Drak Toy Boila, if things are always just good, like we all want, Hayamagish is Atzmai, but Tuach Boilam, it feels completely safe. Rav Pinkus once said, the same way as if there was no Torah learning in the world would cease to exist. If there was no Torah learning anywhere in the world, if Torah would cease for 1 second, Chasvili, the world would cease to exist. He said the same with Tefillah. And therefore, if everybody had everything they wanted, and everything was all good in the world, at one given moment, the world would cease to exist. Because no one would be davening, and therefore, if no one was davening, the world would cease to exist. The world exists from the Koyach of Tefillah. The same as Torah. That's what he said. So if he always had good, he would always just feel everything's good. In Shumbaya. Therefore, Hashem put, if you think about the woman, you have to understand this, particularly the woman, that Hashem put into the world this concept that there's problems and daigas and machalot and pains. He would never be scared. Maybe things are going to change. I've got money, I've got health, but what am I worried about? It's never going to change. No, no. When he starts growing up, Hashem shows him, it's not so posh. He gets a headache, yeah, he gets some growth pains. What are these growth pains? You know, get a doctor, your kid can barely walk because his ankle's sore. The doctor says, that's growth pains. Mazeh. That's this. The child will learn that that's not always good. His tibers would completely rule over them. He would be similar to a behemoth. He wouldn't be able to extrapolate what's going to be in the end. Don't be like the sus and the donkey that doesn't understand. The time again, don't be somebody that doesn't think. You have to be able to think. But if the child always had everything good for him and everything always went well, he would grow up to be a monster. That very happens with kids that grow up like that. You get kids that grow up when nothing ever goes wrong. When it does, they get completely protected from it, and then they get a bit older. They don't look so good. They're not so posh. They think everything's always going to be like that. The Magia leave, the Tov leave, everything's fine. No. Child needs to know that there's bumps and scratches and sicknesses, and they go through that. And that's all Hashem designed. So each one of these paragraphs is hours of deep thought. When you finish doing all this meditation, just from the time of conception until the time of adolescence, when you finish that in a couple of years, then you can start paying attention and you can start meditating. But you can start analyzing the different limbs and organs of the body. Each one is created in the most perfect good way. Hands to give and take, the two legs that you need in order to walk, you have eyes that see, you have ears that hear, you have a nose that smells, you have a tongue that talks, you have a mouth that eats, you have 180 different senses in your mouth that taste. Something's going on behind me that I need to know about. Oh, we're not about to be attacked. The Baruch leaped out of here like Vashinaim leloyes, you need teeth in order to chew. Vakeva leakel, you need the digestive system. Vakeva lezakek es hamozel, the liver to clean out and purify. Hasimfoinos lahitze es hamayuto sha'ivo toheles, the waste matter, clear kibul. The kidneys kadon hamesis bebeisakonses vashifuchis. The Kabbalists are psoiles, ba'ifan zmani, enormous waste disposal system that's taking place here. Kadesh shelo teitze me'aguf ma'at ma'at im gemar ha'ikul. V'alev le'mishkan ha'choyim v'ativi v'makor ha'chaim. The heart, with all the incredible things going on there, heat maintenance and the blood and the oxygen. V'hamoyach le'mishkan ha'koyches ha'chnoim v'makor ha'gosho v'sherish ha'tzobim. The mind, the brain, which has the thoughts and the spiritual dimensions and feelings, emotions and pain. That's where the nerve endings send their messages. The chen shai voria guf, that's just the limbs. He's not talking about the chemical balance and the electricity and the nerve endings. And the ta'ala say vorim sha'ini yadu'alanu, and all the limbs we have there, we don't know what the purpose is. We don't know what the pituitary gland was for until recently. And the appendix and all these things. Ki rabba ala toile shechein yedur v'nir islamu. There's much more we don't know than what we do know. And that was 1,000 years ago. Mustama, today, you know, we know much more, we probably know less. Because the more we find out, the more we realize how little we really know. You just think about the liver. Yeah, we eat liver, you know what a liver is? There's nothing there, it's a piece of steak, that's all, it's a little piece of meat. You know what goes on in that liver? You know what a factory it is? I'm not sure the amount, but there must be thousands of cheshbonos and chemical reactions and calculations that are taking place there every second in order to keep that thing functioning properly. And you take a little slice of it and you can regrow an entire liver. That liver is capable of reproducing itself perfectly. And it's just a blob of meat and blood. The person that's doing this meditation can see the natural functions and actions taking place inside the guf. That's a major sugya there. It's a big sugya in Kabbalah as well. The sugya of Bayre. When you swallow the food, what happens to that food? What happens to the food? You go into your tummy and it gets wasted. Different parts of the body need different parts of that food. The bones need calcium and the this part of the body needs this, and the vitamin D goes here, and the proteins go here, and the carbs go there, and the sugars, and it's all breaking it down. You know, an unbelievable distillation, and beyond our comprehension, distillation process takes place all automatically. And it happens in, we're looking at humans now, but every animal has, he has the unique food that he needs, and he has the unique ability based on the food that's specifically designed for him to process that food inside of himself without doing anything. It happens automatically. Totally automatically. That's just when you swallow food, you're not going on inside of you. You know, you go to the Carlsberg factory, you know, they take around, they show you what's going on in the factory. It's like, amazing. Imagine if you could have a tour of what's going on in your body after you swallowed some food. Straight away, the body takes it, breaks it down, dilutes it, takes it exactly what it needs, sends it to where it needs to go to, at the speed it needs to go to. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Exactly where it needs to go. Some things need to get there quickly, some things need to take longer. The Chochmas Hashem Ashur Yireh to Eirei Seyla Haydis the Beirei Shabayich Yisrael Pula Seyla. When you see this Chochma, it'll arouse you Lahaydis the Beirei Shabayich Yisrael to praise Him and thank Him on all these things. My entire essence will say Hashem, who is like you? Just from eating. Yeah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you should chew slowly. The doctors will tell you today, they've done studies. If you want to have a healthy existence, chew slowly. Doesn't matter what you're eating. Obviously, you have to eat the right things as well. But you have to chew many, many, many times and chew slowly. So one of the benefits of that is you actually have time to think about the food you're eating and the chesed that's taking place. When you finish two slices of pizza in 30 seconds, you know, you fold them together, you fold them, you dip them in the rotif, and it's gone in 30 seconds. I always wonder how my kid can eat an entire two slices of pizza before I've said the bracha. But they managed to do that. You have no time to think about the miracle. But if you're chewing slowly, you have time to chew and chew. You have time to actually think about what's going on here. From the time you put in your mouth and you're chewing, just the fact that you can chew is a miracle. And then the taste buds and the saliva that's coming to lubricate the food exactly how much you need. Have you ever seen what it would look like if you didn't have saliva? You wouldn't be able to eat. So the body's producing lubrication as you need it. The taste buds are balancing and mazening the different tastes and extracting the different tastes to make it delicious. Why does it have to be delicious? tastes like plastic. You're getting the nutrition you need. No, Hashem makes sure that you have little chayshanim in your mouth. It makes sure that it's perfectly balanced and delicious. And he gives the wife the chokhmah to know how to put in the different food and spices to make sure that it balances out. And then you swallow it and now you go home. You know what starts happening once you swallowed it? So when you're chewing slowly and you chew, you're not, you're calm to think about it. I'm telling you, each one of these things is a whole shot on the side. You can sort of be blown away by the chokhmah of
Weyre. Because if you don't see the food, it also has an impact on the taste.
The seeing, of course, very important. Yes, yes. Very important. The Vigna Mala has a whole share on that. A whole share on that. There's a Gemara, I don't know where it is, the Gemara says, Imutl Afonov, I'm not quoting this 100%, but it's Be'erech, Imutl Afonov, Kol Minei Bosa V'Dogim V'Yerokos, a beautiful feast in front of you, Yimshech Els Yodcho. Hold your hand, the Gemara says. So the Pinkas learned Pshat, Yimshech Els Yodcho, doesn't mean don't get involved. It means Yimshech Els Yodcho for a few moments, just to meditate on what's lying in front of you. The Gemara's not telling you not to eat it, what's the point if you have a whole feast in front of you, you're not going to enjoy it, she wants you to enjoy the world. But stop for 1 second and just look. Me Bora calls it. The beauty, the color, the fact that inside there is exactly what your body needs and it knows what your body needs. And just the way it's put together, whatever, and how it's gonna you're gonna extract. Here's a shit called Kedusha Sachidat in English. Mod Kadar to listen to. Mod Kadar moves of unbelievable proportions. It's a frightening share as well. He discusses the whole it's another sugya, but how to matzil that pleasure. Because if you think about it, there's an aspect of food which we take for granted, but we never really meditate on it. There's a spiritual dimension to the feet which you're supposed to extract as well. When you swallow the food, the body does everything automatically, right? But there's a dimension of the food, the ruchnius dimension, which you have to work on, otherwise you don't get it. You get a flash of it, but it doesn't supposed to do. And that's called pleasure. There's the pleasure you get from the food, which if you don't use your brain to extract the pleasure, the first two tupper chips you put in your mouth, they're tasty, they're nice, you enjoy them. And after that, it's just like, you know, you can actually stop after two. Just crunch, crunch, crunch. You wish you hadn't had them because now you feel sick, yeah? That's with everything in the Gashmi's world. You have to take conscious effort to extract the pleasure that you're getting from the food. It's like that with everything in the world. I drive in here every morning. Some mornings I get here, I'm not even sure I got here. I don't remember the drive. Some mornings I'm half awake and I celebrate the entire drive. The beautiful trees on the side of the road and the fact that there's a beautiful blue sky and that the wind's not blowing too hard and it's not dry. There's enormous things you can meditate on and just take pleasure. But it requires effort. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yimshok is yotcho. Just hold back a second and think. Just stop and think. When you're walking up here this morning, there's making a beautiful music and there's a little breeze in your face. That call me Hashem. You have free heating in the summer and free cooling in the winter. Just think. You don't have to put on the heater today. There's enormous chesed. Who's paying for the air conditioner? I'm not discussing. But you can thank Hashem, but I don't have to switch on the heating. All right, I think we're over top. Yeah, all right.